Blog Talk Radio.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This will be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so. And do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Off your shoes, and I dig those rhythm and blues. I was a lonely teenage bronc and buck with a pink carnation and a pickup truck, but I knew I was out of luck. The day the music died, I started singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. This will be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. That I die. Helter skelter in the summer swelter, the birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. The land is foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sideline. The halftime
get on with a great show we have lined up right now for you, as we're going to go straight on out to London here on this Thursday afternoon, and we're going to go ahead and connect here with Paul Quinton here. And Paul is a mentor, a coach, a healer, and so much more. And you can find out all about Paul on his shows here weekly on Journey into Light. Also, check out all of Paul's website, and we do have listed all of Paul's contact information, all listed right here on the show page, okay? Can't miss it. It's right here, live or archive. And so, without anything else to do, let's go out to London. Let's bring Paul into the show. Welcome back, Paul.
Hi, Michael. Hi, everybody. Good to connect. So, yes, it's, I'll just tell you a little bit about myself. If you didn't hear my talk last week, so I'm a mentor, coach, healer, and I'm in London, UK. And I've been in this field, pretty all of my life. Grew up in a spiritual family, so I developed a lot of skills as a younger child, which sort of gave me the base and the grounding to sort of do this work now. And this is very much my life work. It's something that it obviously comes from within, and I'm very happy to be sharing this this work that comes through. And I do a lot of channeling, and my work's very organic. So I go through stages, as we all do in life, different twists and turns, and new things sort of start to develop and open up for us. And the same in the sort of healing spiritual world. There's constantly more information moving around the planet, and I'm sure a lot of the listeners are aware that the shift of 2016 and the portal opening up now and moving into 2017 is all about shifting and releasing so much of our karmic wheel, and really connecting in with the soul. So this is how my work is sort of developing now, and I'm doing a lot more online work. I will be developing some courses, and I do have some new information. And I actually got a reading last Wednesday. So I work with a lot of extraterrestrial energies, more so than sort of normal, what should we say, more from that I would normally connect with when reading. So this is all about information. So I do work one-on-one as well in my healing practice, and I do workshops and stuff here.
Paul?
Yeah, worldwide in the next few years. Hello?
Paul?
Yep.
Yeah, Paul, I think the sound is, I'm having sometimes a little hard time hearing you. I think you're maybe a little too close to your microphone. Maybe it's if you could back away from your microphone a little bit.
Sure, I'll just test it. How's this? Does this sound okay at this distance?
Yes, that sounds a lot better.
Perfect. Perfect.
Your microphone's really strong.
I move around a lot when I talk.
Oh, okay.
On the body language.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Sitting in one spot's good for a talk radio.
Yeah, one spot's good, yeah. I'll put some cement shoes on, it'll be fine. All right, good.
Okay.
Brilliant.
That's what it was. Okay, very good. Okay.
Yeah. Right, yes. So that's, sort of in a nutshell what I do. So maybe just, I want to talk a little bit about the soul connection. And a lot of the stuff that I'm working with, and what I will be talking about over the next year, and as like I said, as it grows organically, is very much coming through spirit to me. Obviously, all the stuff I've learnt as well, all comes into the bag. But like I said, things are changing very quickly. And the whole reason for the 2000 and, the years of the 2000s is to see the unseen world, connect with your multidimensional selves, and also understand that there is an ET presence very much around us that's been here for a very long time. And this is about seeing the unseen world and bringing it into integration into the physical being. Now, our bodies are so programmed with so much fear and bacteria, and our DNA has been manipulated. It's been changed. There's been certain other things that have gone on. There's the negative thought forms. There's actually energy around the planet that people feed into. Then, of course, there's everyone else's thoughts. So there's a lot of energies that are having to be shifted and transmuted in order for us and our vibration, as the planet moves up, as it ascends, for our vibration to change. And as we change and we bring that vibration higher, we then let go of all of the mechanisms, you know, the karmic wheel, the emotional hold, you know, and transmuting the fear. And the way to do that is to surrender into the heart through the soul or the higher self. Now, the soul actually sits, excuse me, outside of the physical body. So you're actually enveloped inside your soul. So it's always all around you. And this energy, as we move in, and it's all part of our soul contracts as we come into this earth, that we will at some stage reconnect to this part of ourselves. And by doing so, we allow ourselves to elevate our consciousness beyond what our human thinking can imagine. And it's about understanding that everything can be made manifest in an instant, that you can heal yourself, that you can get yourself off medications, you can transmute your own fear, you can manifest any life that you want. And the difference is also about understanding that your head and your heart have two different agendas. Now, the head is a very small percentage of your consciousness, and the mass production, the mass of humanity generally is run by that, and that's why we have so many problems around the world. So, if we're more heart centered, that vibration would change immediately. So, what I wanted to talk about a bit more is how to connect that soul, and I'm going to just do a little exercise in a minute. And please feel free to email me, and I can email the actual written procedure for you. That's no problem. So when we connect into the soul, what happens is the DNA in the cellular system start to change. Now, there's a meridian system that lies at the core and the base of your human structure. Now, the first thing that is created before you come into incarnation is the meridian system. And everything else is built off that system. Even the chakras are fed via this place. Now, if this alignment or this meridian system has any dysfunction, it will lead and set in genetic patterns, disability in infants. It also lays down the structure for disease and illness, and also basically everything that's not in harmony with your soul's purpose. So understanding and coming back to this blueprint, and this is something that's been given to me, and it actually hasn't been put on the planet yet, and it's going to be something that's going to be developed. And it's not the meridian system as you know it in the conventional terms and how maybe acupuncturists would use it. This is a completely different paradigm of knowledge and understanding. And I haven't even got all this information through. This has only come through to me last week. This is what will be happening. And I've got to go through a couple of months of connecting and clearing stuff out so I can actually take on this consciousness. So this is something I just wanted to talk about because it's gonna change. Well, this is what I've been told. It's going to start changing the way that we identify energies within our bodies. And it's also going to allow us to heal ourselves very, very quickly. Because they want us to get off the drugs and dependency, and own our power again, and own our sovereignty, and understand that we can heal all of ourselves. And once that awareness is brought back into our consciousness, then, like I said before last week, it's like a domino effect, and everyone picks up on that, and it starts to raise the planet as well. So this meridian system is very, very important for. It's important now because of the way the energies are shifting, and this information now needs to come in. It could have come in before, because the consciousness has to raise before you can sort of accept these things, you know. And there's still a long way to go, but people are starting to pick up. But the more it lands on the planet, like any new development in this field, that is current to the times and appropriate for the times, then it is going to affect change on different levels. So when we connect into the soul, what happens is we start to open up our intuition. And what happens is that the mind is its gift is imagination, okay? And the mind is there for the soul. And always, I like to use the analogy that you wouldn't be the builder wouldn't be run around by his hammer, would he? Because it would look really stupid if you were viewing him. That's a bad analogy. But the hammer is the mind, a builder is the soul. So you're in control of the hammer. So it's like you're always in control of that mind. But unfortunately, the mind runs us all, you know, because it's fear based. It's belief systems, you know, and every time we have a negative reaction to something in life, we create a belief system, and we don't always see the positive in the negative. Now, when you're a soul conscious, you'll have an emotional reaction in your physical body because you're human, and that's fine. Someone makes you angry, someone makes you sad, excellent. But what you understand from the soul level perspective is that is mirroring back to you what you haven't dealt with within yourself, or it's a lesson. Or that person is just providing you for that lesson. So you would perceive it as negative because of the human mind. And we're conditioned to say, yes, A, B, and C will make me feel like this, and that's wrong and that's right. So it's all this conditioning. But the soul language is about letting that density of human conditioning disappear, because we see the positive and the negative. And any time something bad happens to you, you see right through it. You see the positive straight away. And like I said, it's just the human emotion that you have to go through. But if someone makes you sad, then instead of blaming the person, oh, you did this, you did that, they may have done that, but it might have been a lesson that was mirrored back to you that you needed to learn. So again, it's understanding that what is shown to you in life is always a reflection of something within inside you. And when we understand this, we can never really judge, because it takes judgment straight out. Because if we all understand that we all have contracts with each other on the soul level, and like, for example, right, Ted says to Bill, right, in 3 weeks' time or in this year, in this life, you know, I'm going to steal this from you. But because you don't have self-worth, so I'm going to take it away from you to teach you self-worth. This is an example, by the way. So when he gets stolen from, he's going to feel deceit, he's going to be angry, he's going to be upset, and that's fine. That's the human aspect. But what then happens if you're not consciously aware and you haven't raised your vibration, you create belief systems straight away from that. Instead of understanding that Ted agreed to do that for you to help you on the soul level. And this is very hard for people to get their heads around, because it does take time, you know. I know, but when you sort of talk to people like this, you know, if their consciousness is risen, they understand it, and it starts open a door into the heart. Because when these things occur, it takes all the excess energy that doesn't need to be spent out of the situation. And you know, we've all done it. We've all disliked someone for years, haven't talked to someone over silly stuff. You know, we've all got into arguments before, and we've been arguing and think, what are we actually arguing about? You know, where did that actually come from? And that is all that energy that's being built up and spent up, and it creates more disharmony, you know, not to mention there's other influences around that can fuel that, because we are, again, spiritual beings having a physical experience. So, you know, this is an illusion in the physical world. So we always have to remember that there's a lot of eyes on us, and there's a lot of other things and other agendas around. So also about being very guarded as well, in the sense that you, when you get into these situations, you always put protection around you to sort, or because it's like, if your vibration is too low, or you've got a lot of negative belief systems or emotional trauma within you, then you can open yourself up to attach to different energies that would like to keep you stuck in that loop, shall we say. as other energies of negativity. So it's also about being aware that when you're with the soul consciousness, that you can see 2 miles ahead. So you always know what's going on, and it's like that vibration around you, and you can sense things before they happen. And this is the first step. It's about elevating yourself out of that, I won't say mundane human experience, but the cycle that we all get in, the drama of life. And the souls, the energies of the planet is sick and tired of that now. And the planet is a living being, it's conscious. So the thought forms that we put out there all the time have an effect on everything. They have an effect on nature, the animals. That's why our animals, our pets, our cats and dogs get sick, because they absorb all of our emotion. So if there's a lot of arguing in the house, or depression, you know, the animals absorb that. They're like sponges. You know, they're here with unconditional love. So it's about being very mindful of your how you project and what you project out. Even a thought, a negative thought to someone you see in the street, for example, they do something like the way they look, and you say, "Oh, you're fat, you're ugly, rah rah rah." They actually take on that unconsciously. Is that person is trying to heal themselves or work on self-confidence, for example, that constant squashes them even more, you see, and puts more of a defense up. So it's about when we take that responsibility for that you know, how we as human beings, this is how energy works, this is how thoughts work. And this is why the quantum field is very, very good now. The quantum physics explains a lot more of this. Then we start to raise our vibration again, you see. So it's all about taking responsibility, owning your power, and having your sovereignty back. So this important aspect of consciousness now is what spirit need us to. They need us to face our shadow self, which is all your dark side, and to process your emotional body. Okay, and until you journey within, and this year is gonna throw up a lot of things in people's faces, and working on themselves last year, we'll find this a year will be smoother for them. If you haven't worked on yourself and you start thinking, "Well, God, all this stuff's happening so quickly, so fast. This is bad, that's happening, this is happening," then know that it's mirroring back to you what you need to do and what you need to sort out straight away. And don't get fearful, because whatever's happening is a construct of your own creation. So that within that, when you understand that at the core, with its truth, you know that nothing can ever harm you, that you are the creator of your own reality. So if something bad is going on in your life, you have the power to change it. And a lot of people externalize that power to others and think, "Well, I can't change until that person changes, or I'll never get there until this person moves, or whatever." And that again is an illusion of the mind. You are the creator of your own reality. And it's like, you know, I always refer to the movie The Matrix, because I mean, that's it. You know, it's Hollywood, yes, but the truth and the story is very real. And it is very much something to look at, and it's a good way to tell the truth in a story, I think, as well. So I'll just pass over to Michael, just see if he's got any questions first, and then I'm going to go into the soul exercise.
Well, first here, and I love all this here, Paul, this is amazing. I got a little bit of echo in the background there, but can you let the folks know how best people can first contact you before we run out of time? Time's going by so quick.
Oh, yes, it has. I've just turned my computer. Yeah, my website is allthews.universal-healing.co.uk. And my email is paul@universal-healing.co.uk.
Okay, and we have all the contact information listed on the show page, folks, as well. And one question would be, are you suggesting we connect with our soul or connect with higher consciousness?
No, start with the soul, because that's the first connection that you need to make. And then depending on everyone's intuitive, everyone has psychic ability. So once you connect with the soul, those abilities will be shown to you straight away. Because there's all these people out there that are lying dormant with all these abilities that I haven't even tapped into yet. So this is the magic I want to help people with, and I want to give them that doorway into a world full of just wonder and excitement and stuff that may have even fathomed or imagined could be true.
Okay, great. And you're if you could back away from the microphone a little bit. See, again, you got close to the mic again. It was hard to hear you there. Just a little. Okay. So a question here from a listener is, I'll just read to you what the question is. Do you think that negative thoughts are absorbed by the other person, or that they become negative attachments?
Well, both. It depends on the vibration of the other person. So they will attach. The higher vibrational people, it will sort of bounce off. They can absorb them. Yes, it definitely. And that's how some of the old magic used to work, just by through negative thinking and creating, as the same as positive thinking and manifesting. So yes, the person will absorb, and it can also make them angrier, it can make them sad. It just depends. It's quite universal.
Okay, very good. Thank you for that, Paul. Paul, we've got about 2 minutes left here. I'll let you finish.
Okay. What we'll do is I'll connect in. What we'll do is we'll do, if anyone wants to email me, I can send them the procedure. And what we'll do is I'll spend the first 5 minutes next week just going through that exercise. So if people just wonder if they're going to listen in, just make sure they're nice and comfortable and there's no one around. They can just sort of sit, because it is a lovely feeling, and they will feel energy moving down the straight away, as I do on my live Facebook feed. And I'd like to maybe do some readings next week, Michael, if people want to call it.
Okay.
We could do a read for some people. That'd be good.
Yeah, that'd be great.
excuse me.
Okay. Anything else, Paul, you want to add as we wrap up?
Yes. Actually, I'll tell you that I will be doing, maybe we'll do it week after next. I'm going to be 4 weeks, and it's called the Lemurian Consciousness, and it's a band of consciousness that sits around the head. And this was given to me probably about a year ago. It's to help quiet down the mental body so that you actually hear the soul, and you can hear your intuition, and it allows you to come into the present moment and actually feel everything in your body, where normally we wouldn't be so conscious at because of our modern day lives running around. But it really allows a peaceful, calm feeling to come in. And you actually feel it around the top of the head. And it actually comes from ancient Lemuria. So it's, again, it's ancient knowledge that's being all brought back that we used to use. I'll talk a little bit more about next week, and then probably start. And we'll probably only spend 10 minutes each week for 4 weeks. And it will allow people to have the experience, and then once understand how to just connect in with it. And it's a great way to, if you've always cluttered in the head and too many thoughts, can't start to feel what's going on, or we all, you know, a mind that just chats all the time. This is a great technique to slow that down and within.
Okay, very good. All right. Okay. All righty. That's going to wrap it up here, Paul. So really have enjoyed it here. Just got a couple of seconds. Have a great week, Paul, and we'll see you back here next Wednesday.
Wonderful. Goodbye, everybody. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye, Paul. Okay. That's going to do it here for this afternoon. I'll see everybody at 7 p.m. tonight on Journey into Life. Thank you for listening.